Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker. My co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter the Great. Hey, Jimmy.
Welcome to the spring. We finally made it to March, although the year, I can't decide if it's going by fast or slow. I think February went by really fast.
I agree. January, not so much. Yeah, you're right about that. For some reason, I don't know what it is, but you're right.
Then March is here, and it's just things pick up.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, the Trump administration, they're going faster than a speeding bullet. I mean, they're really amazing at all the bad and good stuff they've done. I don't like everything they've done. I think they've gone through and gotten rid of people that maybe not every, you know, they kind of did it with a like they said, a chainsaw as opposed to a scalpel.
Yeah, a sweeping.
And these are real people. And, you know, I know sometimes they cut the fat and you might get into the meat and the bone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid they might have done that. I know they did. I know they've made some mistakes. But that's just, you know, imagine if it was you. Some of these people are, for example, wounded warriors that have been given a job, and it's a job, but they've been given a job at the Veterans Administration.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were probationary hires, and they got canned because they were probationary hire. And they weren't supposed to be canning those kind of people. And then if you were the wife of a military, active duty military, and she had a job in a government job, she wasn't supposed to be getting canned either. So they've just, you know, Elon and his enthusiasm has been, you know, an overachiever in some of this stuff.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with that.
But, I mean, you know, I understand what they're doing, and I like the idea of it, but I just don't think places like the National Park Service, I've never known them to have any people just hanging around. Anything I've ever known about people at Olympia National Park or any of these places, man, they've always got, you know, they're always busy, and they've always got stuff that needs to be done and things that need to get worked on, and just everything. I just don't think there was a lot of fat in that organization, but I'm sure there was in some of these others. And I don't approve of those finances, like paying for certain theatrical performances in Venezuela. My tax money doesn't need to go to that. And so I don't know. I'd love to see them modernize. I hope they're doing that. You know, things like the FAA and everything. I mean, they're real backwards in their computers and a lot of the stuff, you know, in government, I think.
100%. I mean, I had a business for many years, about 15 years, and the government was always behind in its reporting, the economy, all of it. You know, you could see it as a business owner. You could see what was going on 6 months before the government came out and said, "Here, the price of milk's going to go up," and we already knew that, right?
Yeah.
So they're very slow. It's a slow, large machine. So I agree with you in the sense that I see them cutting. Could they have gone, and there are different approaches to all of this. There are the chainsaw people, and then there are the people that go to the management, and they say, hey, we need to reduce this workforce by 30%.
I think that's the way that it should have been done.
Possibly.
Get your secretaries in there of the different departments, and then say, okay, we're going to have a 10%
reduction. Yeah, yeah.
And you decide and have the local down, you know, and some of these are going to be management level people.
Yeah, sure.
Which they've said they have too many generals, and some of those people are going to be asked to go.
Mm-hmm.
I understand, you know, like at the FBI, you've got people like the head of the FBI in New York was forced to retire because he didn't follow the order of the attorney general. And when the attorney general orders you to do something,
Your boss.
Short of commit a crime,
You
got to do it.
It's your boss.
She wanted some papers. He didn't want to give it to him. And he told his men and women to dig in, to basically resist the new administration. Well, that'll get your ass fired real quick.
It will anywhere you work.
And it should.
It should too. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I don't care who the administration is. You know, if you're working, if you're in the government, you may not like the general you work for, but you better obey him.
Yeah, I mean, that's
the
boss.
Until he's not your general anymore, that's just the way it is.
You know,
and
Jimmy.
I just don't have a lot of time, you know, for people that are doing that. And I just wish that, you know, I know that there's a lot of, you know, bad feelings and ill will and all of that stuff, you know, but I think the American people are fatigued with it. And we're seeing, and because they've called it to our attention, we see Democratic governors in New York, in Chicago, in Los Angeles, the three biggest cities, those cities are a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the mayor of San Francisco, a lot of people won't believe it because they've just had said they've torn their shirt so bad. They're sort of trying to get it together.
Hmm. Interesting.
More than some others have done.
Mm-hmm.
And because they have a lot of need to get together in San Francisco. That place is such a mess. One of my favorite cities on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard that they're doing better at some things. Trying to get a hold of some of this stuff. And I heard this one Democrat the other day said they ought to be focusing on three things. Safety, making the streets safe.
Mm-hmm.
They've been far too tolerant of criminals and everything else that's going on.
That's fair, yeah.
Get your schools in order.
Also fair.
And there was one other one. I can't remember what the third one was.
Yeah.
But safety and schools, were the two big things, and then you can tell me about everything else.
That's really not a bad idea. I don't know what else you'd put in front of that. I mean, I like those things.
So, they just have let a lot of things get, out of control, and mm-hmm. they're busy on side issues. Now, the legislators, this is interesting. I thought it was interesting because I was going to eat in a restaurant where I normally eat, and it was just too chaotic at the front door, and they have a bar area. I said, I'll just go sit at the bar. So I went and sat at the bar, very nice bartender. This is not, 11:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice bartender, asked me my name and just service that I don't normally get. Anyway, I ordered my meal and I was sitting there and I have put my little earphones are on
mm-hmm.
and I usually watch something. I watch Pat McAfee's show on ESPN or I'll watch, the news that's going on or whatever. And so nobody was sitting by me. Then a woman sat about two seats next to me over here. And then this guy ends up sitting next to me over here and over there. But I'm busy watching my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, man, I said, in any other time, if we were all sitting in a bar and we were in 1975 or 1985, we would probably end up talking to each other somehow.
Sure, yeah.
But no, not today. Everybody was on their screen.
Interesting.
And they don't speak. And that's how everybody is. And that's how it everything, whether we go to a concert or anything else, everybody is on these screens. And I'm as bad as anybody,
mm-hmm.
worse,
mm-hmm.
probably. I'm on here posting something or doing something all the time because, frankly, I'm making money. So that's why I'm doing it.
Sure.
I'm not dilly-dallying. I'm peddling as hard as I can, trying to make a buck.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
You have to peddle pretty hard to make a buck. And I'm still trying to get, to where I can make a buck on X. I hadn't been able to qualify
mm-hmm.
yet on that with monetization.
But you're right about that. We had a little get-together with the family the other night, and I wanted to take a picture, but I have done this before. We went on a ski trip in Sun Valley, and we were all sitting around in this big room with the fireplace, and it was really nice. There's probably about six of us. And I shot a video while I was sitting there, and all six of us skied all day, and we came home. We were going to play a game later that night, and it was just before dinner time, and it was completely silent, completely silent. And everybody in the room was watching something on their phone, but we were on a trip together to go as a group. And so I shot a video, and I said, there's my buddy Ron over there. He doesn't even know I'm filming him. There's his wife, Margie. She's texting. And I finally went all the way around the room. And then I got to my wife, and my wife listens for my voice. And she looked up real slow, and she goes, what are you doing? I said, I just think it's ironic that we're all here on a trip together and nobody's talking to me. And it's the way it is. You're right. There is some kind of absorption into that world.
No, we're totally into it. We've totally not know, and we wonder why we can't get along
mm-hmm.
and meet because we have no social functions anymore.
You're not wrong.
There's
about
holdover
that
for some people, but now the big thing is there's some legislatures in the Midwest and maybe in other places too
mm-hmm.
are looking into banning cell phones in classrooms.
Yeah, it's happening out here already.
It's going around. It's going through the legislators.
Yeah, and, no, they're doing it in the state of Idaho.
I quit teaching 5 years ago, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was the last 5 years of my teaching, I was so distracted as a teacher with people on their laptops while I'm giving a lecture.
Hmm.
They're not listening. They're not looking at the screen that I'm trying to get them to focus on, And I would tell them, put the screen, if you just
put it away.
Either leave.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't find, it really was distracting me. And it's that way for people in high school and others. That
Grade school.
God knows what they're doing now with AI.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if the teacher was giving you a test and walked out of the room, you could ask this phone any kind of calculation, any question in the world
Sure. They
could possibly ask you on a test, and this thing could give you the answer. More so than ever now with Google Gemini and with the Apple AI. You can ask it anything, yeah, and it'll come up with the answer.
You're not wrong about that, and it's getting more and more sophisticated with the kind of voice you want, the attitude, the demeanor, the sarcasm, what's your level of sarcasm?
Yeah, I haven't gotten that far off of learning how to do it yet, but I'm using it for research quite often, and it comes up, you know, pretty quick.
I think that's just where we are. You know, I used to watch your neighborhood reporter, right, out in the field, things you used to do, like being out in a community where there's a fire and reporting back.
Yeah.
And I look and I watch now and I see him doing this while they're reporting the story and they're scrolling through their phone and they're reading the story that they just wrote on the screen of their of their phone. And it used to bother me. And now I've gotten to the point where that's how they make sure all their information's right. So, okay, I'm getting used
to it. That's their notepad. We used to have something called Reporter's Notebook.
Yeah, okay.
And we wrote everything in that, and we'd look at that. But now the notes are on the phone, and they're under, you know, and these reporters, they're making them post video, you know, Twitter and
all of it,
X and everything else while they're probably do that. If there's a reporter, they can even call out to a scene because they don't have, you know, it's going down. Like the Oscars, for example, their ratings, they added another million to it. So now it's the best rated Oscars in 4 or 5 years or something. But it's going down. It's like 18 million, 17 million. Man, that thing used to get 45 million.
I was going
to
ask you if you even watched it. Did you watch it? I didn't watch it.
I did.
Did you? I didn't watch any of it.
Well, it came on really early for you. It came on at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, it was early, and too early, actually. I was doing other things.
Yeah, 4 o'clock, it was very early for you.
Yeah.
But it just the whole deal with all these cell phones and how people are consuming information.
Mm-hmm.
They had I think 100 and something million views or reaches or something or interactions with people commenting during the Oscars about stuff, and so that made it the most social of any TV show, more than the Super Bowl.
Wow.
People were watching it and communicating with each other. I did that. I posted some pictures early on of Halle Berry's mirror dress and a few other things like that, and people commented. And you know, it's just how people are watching those shows now.
Yeah.
They're doing it with a kind of a rutting side commentary.
Yeah.
But kids in the classroom, or even just parents who are young parents now with 3 and 4 year olds, 5 year olds, 6 year olds, particularly people of higher education parents, they're not letting their kids around these screens. They're not giving them computers. They're not doing any of that. They get access to it at the daycare.
Okay.
You know, after school care. But as far as at home, they're not letting them.
So I don't know what to think about that. Is it a disservice to them? Because when they get a little older,
they don't want to the internet, you know, because the internet is the Wild West.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, no, but
you
I mean,
might as well let your kids play in the street if you let them. Be on the internet I mean, everything's out there and easily accessible.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And
but
some
I mean,
unintentionally accessible. You know, I mean, there's so much porn stuff out there. I mean, I'm just opening up Instagram the other day, and it was not anybody I wanted to look at either. And it felt like I was looking at Gynecological Today magazine or something. I mean,
Is there a magazine like that?
No, I don't know, but I don't want to know.
But
it
you're right.
This was not very.
No,
I didn't
right.
want to see this when I opened up my Instagram.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
And so it's not filtered very well. It just things seem pop up.
No, and you have to be, as a parent, you have to be so vigilant with parental controls. And I promise you, every parent listening, and I am one, you are one, I promise you, the kids know how to get around
it. Oh, they do. That's why they're
better
on Snapchat.
Better than we do. That's right. They bounce
That's
around.
Absolutely why they're on Snapchat and you're not. Because you can't figure out Snapchat,
well,
and they can.
It's how that whole language with the eggplant and all that came to be. You know, yeah. they used emojis to communicate. We had no idea and things like that. So, I mean, it's out there. Yeah. But I wonder if it's a disservice to the kids as far as knowledge goes when they're 14 and all.
No,
these...
they've got to be extremely well versed by then. But yeah. there's going to have to be a point of contact there where, because that's their life. They've got to be able to type and do everything.
Yeah.
Like it's their third arm.
Oh, they can fill out a job application like it's there's no tomorrow on their phone. And I look at it and I keep hitting the wrong button with my fat thumb and I get the B instead of the V or whatever, you know. And so, but it's part of them. It's like it's attached to them. I was watching an NBA basketball game just a day or two ago, and I saw one of the basketball players sitting in, the front row of chairs, not playing. He was in a suit and he was injured or something. And he had a pair. It looked like Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Oh, those Meta glasses, yeah.
Yep, and they were cameras, and he was just wearing them all the time. And I imagine we're going more and more that direction. I don't know that everybody's ready for that, but I would guess that the generation of our children would be more than we are.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are people that do that for a living. They're called futurists.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, I tell you, the people that have done some of these, you know, science fiction movies back in the 70s and 80s and even in the 60s.
Yeah.
You know, we did finally get a remote control on its own vacuum cleaner.
Well, yeah. And, you remember Dick Tracy.
Yeah. I mean, we're the Dick Tracy watch.
We got them now. I mean,
there he is. There's old Dick on there.
Right, exactly.
And those are only going to get better and more functional.
I often wonder
about... And these things, you know, the quality on this. I mean, I just use this as an example even in school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I started as a reporter, we were just in kind of the infancy of the electric typewriter.
Yeah.
We weren't in the manual typewriter anymore. And then when I got into television in the news part of it, we were pretty much just beginning the first year getting rid of film and going straight to video, going into video, portable videotape. And when I was in television, we were getting rid of, we were still split. I mean, when I was a master control learning that, we had film commercials and tape. So we had both.
Hmm.
And we still had some slides instead of, we didn't have computers. So I was there when all that stuff was,
it was
meeting together, then finally went away.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, great movie to watch on, I don't think it's Netflix. Maybe it was Prime. September 5. It's on Paramount Plus.
Okay.
September 5. It's the Munich Olympics. Where
I remember that. Yeah, I remember the actual
event.
It's
the coolest movie because they actually used Jim McKay, the sports anchor.
Oh, wow.
Who was so brilliant at that. He's dead now, but they used him,
mm-hmm.
you know, his real stuff. And then when they wanted to get a back of his head shot, they had an actor, you know, shoot the back of the head looking out toward the camera. It's great. It's a great film. I think it was nominated for an Oscar, too. But anyway, it's September 5 on Paramount Plus. One of the best things I've seen in a long time.
Since you brought that up, I just want to – we started a new series. I think it's on Netflix called Running Point, which is with Kate.
Heard of that.
It's
Running with, Point? Okay.
Yeah, and it's with Kate Hudson, and it tells the story of the Lakers when the daughter takes over the team. And it's a comedy, but it's like a docudrama. It tells the story of her taking over the Los Angeles Lakers, and everybody thought a woman couldn't do it or whatever. But it's quite good so far. We're on episode 4, and she takes over the team from her drug addict brother and starts to run the company. It's interesting, but I'll have to look at
that. There's a lot of content out there is all I can say.
There really is. I mean, there's so
much. And it really
is
amazing. And I was listening to one of the guys on the Blue Blood show that got canceled by CBS, and he said last year when they were moaning and groaning at him, the big stars took a 25% pay cut. That's never happened.
Wow.
You know, in order to keep the show going.
Mm-hmm.
So they kept the show going, and this time ratings were good, and they canceled it. But I think that the audience for Friday night, and number one, that show skewed old.
Mm-hmm.
The demographics were for older people, 50, north of 50.
Yeah.
And Friday night is the lowest night of the week for television advertising.
Interesting.
It's the lowest one.
I didn't know
that. So that had nothing going for it. It was anchoring, holding down Friday night, but mm-hmm. Friday night ain't Friday night like it used to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was Blue Blood was a great high quality show, but they had to let it go. I was seeing here that the measles thing has really bothered me. It's growing and growing every week.
Mm-hmm.
These Mennonites say that you know they're declaring medical freedom. They chose not to be vaccinated and all that. I hate that discussion. Of all the things I hate the most, I think I hate the fact that medical has been politicized. And
yeah,
even in
I
the
agree.
Case of some religions, they don't believe. You know, there's always been a religious cult, Christian, the Church of Christ Scientist, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've had that fight where the kid's dying and could be saved.
Mm-hmm.
But the church is against the church.
Yeah, I know all those stories. I remember.
And the state ends up taking the child and saving
yeah.
the life. And it's, it really gets weird into, you know, constitutional rights and what people's rights are. But I see so much really stupidity online with people that just seem to be anti-vaccine of every kind. And if that was the way everybody felt, we I'm not even sure we would be here.
Would you be
at this
there
point
to complain
with,
about it? If you,
yeah, I mean, the polio vaccine
not, right?
and
yeah.
all these great vaccines
right.
we've had over the years. You know, but these are, I mean, what do you do with some of these people, like the medical freedom people? I don't know what you do. I think you put
no.
a fence around them where they can't get out, you know, and let them just stay among themselves. But don't come out there messing with me. You can't come out here in society if you're going to be, you know, somebody with the cooties.
Yeah.
And
I don't
there's
disagree.
All these problems out there. What do you do with these people that are these anti-Semitic protesters that hate Jews and and talk about all this? I mean, it's their right to do that, you know, through the, it's
yeah.
the freedom of assembly and freedom of all that.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to honor that. You've got to honor it. But boy, I hate it. And I don't disagree with you.
I don't know what it is that brings out the, and we've talked about this before, but not how we are right now.
Well, they're doing it again. They're doing the anti-Semitic people have come back out again.
No, they have. But I mean, we've talked about the hatred, right? Why is there so much hatred? If you and I, you know, I took a neighbor the other day. He needed a ride to pick up a rental car. He bought a new car and it's not ready. So they gave him a rental car. He had no way to get there. So I said, I'll give you a ride if you want, and he said, yeah, I appreciate it. And so I gave him a ride and we talked all the way and we had the conversation that we're having right now. And that is, why is there so much hate? You know, we go from the right side of the fence to the left side of the fence. And he said something interesting, and he's the nicest guy in the world. And you'll see a Trump flag hanging out in the front of his yard. And I won't mention names. It doesn't matter. But I already know where he is politically, right? And we were just having a conversation. He said, yeah, but he goes, you know, it's like the extreme right is so extreme and the extreme left is so extreme. There's so much hatred. They're willing to do the wrong thing for the country because of how much they have this hatred or vice versa. And he said, can't we just have a dialogue? Even if we disagree, still have a conversation. And I don't think he's wrong about that.
I get that and I feel the same way. But then I see all these people that, for example, hate Elon Musk. All right. Well, he's somebody that I can see how people can maybe not like him. But there's an organization now called MEHE.
What does that
mean?
What is
it
that?
Stands for Meet Everyone Hates Elon. It's a UK-based collective, and their whole concept is let's make billionaires losers again.
Do they not? I mean, I'm not.
They hate wealth. They hate billionaires.
That's been going on for a long time. I mean,
it's always people.
I mean,
just
Robin
said they
Hood.
Used to hate millionaires. Now yeah. We hate billionaires.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the story of Robin Hood, right?
They're going to take him. I mean, they've got posters all over town. In London, you know, that say things like they call Tesla the swastika car. And they're saying just all kinds of things. Goes from zero to 1939 in 3 seconds. They're determined to take down the Tesla. Now, I don't like a Tesla. I'm not into electric cars at all and mm-hmm. haven't been. But this ain't right. You know, to
none of
to
it bl- is
to do that.
None of it is. It's such a vicious it's such a vicious system now, right? That even that woke culture that was going on, all of those, it was such a vicious lashing out, you know, a vengeance style of.
Well, you saw what they did. They make, I mean, some, you know, okay, at least you got these far people on extremes. Here's an example.
Yeah, go.
During the Biden administration, you had those, you had a lot of people get up and say, okay, they did this, and I'm angry about this. They canceled the name of my high school. They canceled the name of another high school and call it something else now. They took Fort Benning in Georgia and called it Fort something more. They took Fort Bragg in North Carolina and calling it Fort Independence or Fort something else. Okay. Well, that made a lot of people mad.
Yeah.
It made a lot of people happy, I presume.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the Trump administration comes in. They just changed this week Fort Bragg back to Fort Bragg.
They reinstated the name.
They changed Fort Bragg to Fort Bragg, Fort Benning to Fort Benning. And so those two things have been changed. And my high school, it's never going to be back to where it was. And they even, you know, so it's like I never, it doesn't exist. You know, so you've got, it's just, it doesn't make you happy. And again, somebody took the Lanier, the Sidney Lanier was a poet during the Civil War. He was an organ player in the 1800s at my church. It's the oldest was church in Montgomery when I was born. Where I was born, that church was very old. It's the oldest church in Montgomery. And he would, they, and plaque on the wall, Sidney Lanier was the church organist. So now that name has become toxic because he was a poet during the Civil War. So anything with his name on it, like in Montgomery at the high school, taken down. And all the, it's just, they're trying to erase history. I understand that some of these statues were very offensive, but how far do you take that? Do you go down to where this the poet of a high school that's been there that my father went to in the 20s, you know, or 30s, whenever he graduated? He was born in 1913. So, but everybody in my family went to that high school.
If you take,
and
if you
they,
take,
and they weren't looking at it as they didn't. We had a song about we had an alma mater, and the school was named Sidney Lanier. But all we knew was the phrase. And it's still appropriate. The pen is mightier than the sword.
Oh yeah, that's
I think he wrote that poem. I don't know.
Wow, that's interesting. I mean,
anyway,
that's true. I mean, does the taking away that stuff, does that erase the history? No. I mean, I guess if you leave it long enough and you don't ever tell anybody what happened,
yeah,
it does erase
the
history.
Yeah, if you get into it. But I didn't know that. Well, I knew that Jeff Davis was the president of the Confederate States. I didn't, you know, okay, they lost the war. Okay. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Maybe they shouldn't have named it that thing, but now I've got to pay for it. You know, that my high school and in yearbook, you know, that history is erased. Just don't do it anymore. But I mean, I don't know. I understand both sides. I really do.
Yeah.
And so, but I just don't like it. And I think
I don't either. You just,
and it builds up a lot of uncomfort and people mad. And so,
yeah, you brought something up that just reminded me. It's almost like, and I'm just using Elon Musk as an example because it's a good one of both sides. The same people that are trying to rip him apart now didn't mind 2 years ago when he was the pioneer of the electric car and saving the world with energy, right?
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, he's, and yes, there have been some casualties in his swath of, you know, wipeouts for the federal government with Doge and all that. But I can't help but think about those same people that loved him now hate him so much.
Oh, yeah.
And
they're determined to take him down.
Yeah, it's just like an army of whatever we want to happen. All we have to do is be as loud as possible. It's like USAID, right? Which got turned into USAID. That's what all the news agencies reported it, USAID. It sounded like we were giving food to people in Africa with that organization. And that is
doing
not
everything, doing every kind of thing what we were doing then.
Yeah, it was not just that. And I think about how manipulative some of the organizations for news have been over these last few years.
And how they've ignored Biden's infirmity. Totally. They've lost all their credibility. We've talked about that before, too.
Yes,
but I do think these people are going to accomplish. I really do.
Wow.
I think they've got a good chance of ruining Elon Musk.
I mean,
look at the stock. It was 400 and something dollars a week ago, 400 and something 80 or whatever. And it was down to 270.
Incredible. Yeah, that's
incredible. And that's $270 a share. So he's lost billions of dollars. And I don't think that's, I think they're, you know, they're poisoning the brand. I think it's like, you know, a lot of things.
It's
going,
like,
to have to change the name of Tesla.
Yeah, he will. It's just like that.
That's going to be poison. It's going to have to be called something else.
Yeah, it's just like the woke culture. Once you tarnish something, you can't come back.
You can't unring a bell.
Correct. Yeah, correct. Yeah,
and that's exactly what they're doing here with this. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, to me, he's a little overzealous, and I hope he's doing the right thing up there, mm-hmm. but he may not be. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know if he doesn't really have any power, first of all, to do anything. All he can do is make suggestions, but he's got the ear of the president, and that's who can, you know, wave the magic wand and make suggestions, and then they can sue and see if he can legally mm-hmm. do what he has done. I guess we're going to find out about a lot of that, but not everything. And then you have this Zelensky crazy stuff. You know, I heard that he signed the minerals deal. Now, where that's going to stand, I don't know, but that's a long way from being wherever the end of that story is. But, mm-hmm. you know, the Democrats, they don't know what to do. I mean, yes, Musk is finding all this, if it's real, mm-hmm. which I'm going to hopefully, I think it,
I have
a lot of it.
I assume that it is, but
I'm going to assume that it's real. Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't assume.
Maybe.
But I'm just going to say, I don't think he's making this stuff up. You know,
well, it
maybe
seems like
he's
be pretty
exaggerating and doing some of that. But I think there's a lot of crap. I think we all believe, and it's like 70 or 80% of the American people that have been asking about it, mm-hmm. they believe that they're all for this thing, finding government waste and some of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't disagree. Why would you disagree with that? There's no reason to.
You would think so, but the Democrats are on the side of, you know, if it's Trump's done it, it has to be bad. And that's what you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
If, you know, we're so extreme on one, if Trump does anything or Musk does anything, it must be terrible.
Yeah. And it goes both directions. And if
ABC or NBC or CBS are saying something, you better check it out, because they've been lying or misrepresenting so many things. How can you believe anything you see?
Well, there's also
that. And
we've
allowed an internet to exist that's so filled with fake news and lies and things that aren't true and things that are posted by Russians and Chinese and other operatives.
How do you even know? I mean,
and
you don't know.
This is a bad deal. I've said the internet should never have been allowed to exist as it is today.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. No, boy, measles case confirmed at Florida High School. See, this is, if it's going there, it's going all over the place, coming out of that one place in Texas.
Wow.
Because we fly around so much,
mm-hmm.
and this is bad if these kids start getting measles because of some crazy Mennonite group mm-hmm. in Texas that wasn't supervised.
Wow.
That makes me angry. I hate to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Because measles were a bad deal. I don't know if you ever had them, but I had them as a kid, and they were bad news.
Mm-hmm.
They were really bad news. But I just hate to see some of the ways that we've got things going. They have a lot of hope for a lot of things with technology, but the internet should have never been allowed. It should have had, on all emails, should have had a penny or so charged to us when we use the email.
Yeah, that was wild how it was all free, right? We could just do
it. It was all free, and we put the Postal Service out of business, which was, you know, one of the great organizations. You know, for 15 cents, you could get a letter mm-hmm. sent from me to you in Podunk, Iowa.
Wherever, yeah.
You know, and your street. And that was a great deal.
Yeah.
Now it's a mess, you know, and then first class mail takes a week at least to get from anywhere to anywhere, and maybe 10 days. And that's terrible.
Yeah. No, I agree.
The internet has been great. I love it. I make money on it. But it's also been very bad.
Well, and Jimmy, that next step, that next phase is even more scary, and you just mentioned it, is the AI phase, because I don't think that's quite ready for prime time yet, and yet we're pushing it into prime time as if, we're good, no problem, it's going to be fine, AI, ooh, this is great, this AI, look at this. And I don't think it's quite ready yet. I don't think we've...
Well, I was watching a guy, let me write this guy, give him a little credit here.
Okay.
Ryan Hall, okay. R-Y-A-N, Hall, and then at the end of it, he goes, Y'ALL. So Ryan Hall, y'all.
Okay, I like it.
He is one of these folks that's, he has a whole bunch of consortiums that they're weather chasers.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in like the control room like this, standing here like me, and let's go to this screen, and then over here is one radar, and one over here is a guy driving in Mississippi, and another guy driving to Mississippi, and he can go to any of these cars that are storm chasers,
mm-hmm.
And he got his radar, and it's absolutely
kind of
as
fun.
good a rate. It is the radar from the Weather Service or whoever. And now he's got AI hooked up with it, I think. And he's saying, show me the most current warning. And then it'll show whatever the current warning is, and it'll go up on the screen, and it will read it, part of it. And it's a woman's voice, and so I'm sure it's AI, and they've made it a woman's voice, and it sounds like it's doing something like this. You know, it's not smooth, but it's pretty smooth, and it's amazing to watch. I was just watching them, and I'll watch them again. It's moving, you know, really quickly.
Yeah, it is.
You
It
know, in
is.
that world, you normally would have had a person that you would have to have in order to pull off of something like that. And I don't
And
know. Maybe.
you're 100% right. There used to be a time when you said, "Boy, I wish I knew what the football standings were for the NCAA or the Pac-10 or Pac-12." You can just say it now. You'll know in 2 seconds what the standings are. You'll
And
know
it's
who's
going to get smarter. That's
it's
pretty
going to
basic.
get.
I mean, I
Yeah,
asked it
it's
about
way
Pete.
basic. Yeah.
I said, all right, Jimmy Carter, Nashville. And I asked AI, and it came up, and okay. And I think it was taking information from my .com biography, a couple of other places.
Yeah,
And then
that's interesting.
it starts saying, okay, he's got a big, you know, section on YouTube, and it kind of analyzed all these things and said he's well known, you know, and all this stuff. It summarizes. So it did it pretty quick, maybe
That's
15
interesting.
seconds,
I'll have to ask
but it
about you.
just is interesting, you know, of what we're going to learn, what we're going to get our information from, whatever that AI says. We don't have the World Book anymore and the Encyclopedia Britannica and things like
Right.
that we assume were
And
correct informational sources.
who fed it the data is what bothers me a little
Yeah,
bit.
they're getting it from everywhere. They're getting it from just any
Right, and
everywhere.
some of the data is not
And some of the
accurate.
data is wrong. And some
Right,
of the
right.
Wikipedia, I love
But
Wikipedia,
they get it wrong
but I
sometimes.
know it gets some stuff wrong every once in a while.
Yeah, you're right.
And some people try to correct it itself. You know, if you think it's wrong, somebody can correct it. But that's our new encyclopedia. They've told reporters in the newsrooms, do not use Wikipedia as a source.
Interesting.
But I don't know of anybody who doesn't.
I've used
I
it
mean,
for
I've
so
got one
long.
here that I called up. Tomorrow is the anniversary of Patsy Cline's plane crash.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
And
that's very
so
sad.
I called it up on Wikipedia, and it printed out stuff about her.
Yeah.
And I use it as a guide. I pretty much know her story.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And so I'm not, you know, but
That's interesting, but
I
yeah.
don't know. It's just, you know, we're just like someone falling off a 110-story building, and we're now at the 88th floor. You know, we got a long way to go till we hit the ground, but it's still disturbing. You
Yeah, we're
know,
going
that
the wrong
you know
direction on
ultimately
the
we're if we don't do something, if Superman doesn't grab our butt by the
Right.
time we get pretty close to the 30th floor, we might as well say goodbye
Yeah.
because we're going to hit the ground.
Man, that's a lot to think about. As usual, on Sweeping the Country. Again, tell a friend if you don't know. Visit Jimmy on AskJimmyCarter.com. Your YouTube channel is AskJimmyCarter.com also.
Everything is Ask Jimmy Carter. Yeah.
That's it. It's
Facebook,
easy.
Instagram.
And doggone it, Jimmy's dependable. I've known him for many, many years. Many, many
I am
years.
dependable. That is a I will have to say that is a quality.
No, I definitely agree. Until next week when we do it all again, Mr. Dependable, I'm here with him. I'm Derek Walker. He is
Jimmy Carter.
Good day.
Good day.